From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The leader of the National Rifle Association says supporters of gun control are exploiting the school shooting in Florida to promote an anti-gun agenda. NRA Chief Wayne LaPierre advocated for greater security at schools at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference.
Every day, young children are being dropped off at schools that are virtually wide open, soft targets for anyone bent on mass murder. It should not be easier for a madman to shoot up a school than a bank.
Nearly 70% of Americans favor banning assault-style weapons, according to a 2017 Pew poll. But the White House says the Trump administration is not looking to ban an entire class of firearms. The UN envoy for Syria is decrying a recent upsurge in violence in the country, expressing concerns that the eastern Ghouta region near Damascus could fall victim to widespread bloodshed that, like in northern Aleppo, more than a year ago.
The tendency of hitting civilians has been very high. Conclusion, let's avoid Aleppo, and we are still in time.
Stefan Di Mistura says world powers are not doing enough to halt the violence over the rebel-held enclave east of the capital that is besieged by government forces. Somali children suspected of links to the Islamist insurgency are being held in adult jails where they are vulnerable to abuse and tried in military courts, Somali families said. This is VOA News. The death toll from an outbreak of the foodborne disease Listeria in South Africa has more than doubled from previous numbers given in January, up to 172 deaths. Jeff Custer has more.
The National Institute of Communicable Diseases said 915 cases of the disease have been confirmed since January of last year. That's up from the previous figures given last month of 61 deaths and 720 confirmed outbreaks. The government said the source of the outbreak was still unknown. Listeriosis is caused by a bacterium found in soil, water, and vegetation. People usually contract it through animal products and fresh fruits and vegetables. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been named one of the worst performing leaders in terms of human rights by Amnesty International. Speaking at a news conference in Manila, the organization's Philippine section director, Jose Noel Olanzo.
For the second consecutive year, President Duterte is identified with the worst performing leaders in terms of human rights.
Olanzo said the deliberate, unlawful, and widespread killing of thousands of alleged drug offenders appears to be systematic, planned, organized, and encouraged by the authorities and may have constituted crimes against humanity. Bill Gallo reports Moscow may have deployed two of its latest generation stealth warplanes to Syria. According to video footage of a pair of Su-57s landing at a Russian airbase in the war-torn country.
The reported deployment comes amid rising alarm that the Syrian conflict, which started out as an uprising against President Bashar al-Assad and is now split into several separate struggles, could erupt into a wider regional clash between outside powers. On Thursday, Iran's deputy foreign minister warned of the risk of the multi-sided fighting in Syria spreading with regional players being brought into direct conflict, saying fear of war is everywhere in our region. Russian and Syrian officials have not commented on the unverified video footage, but pro-Assad news sites welcomed the additional firepower. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
The International Atomic Energy Agency reports Thursday that Iran is continuing to restrict its nuclear program in compliance with the 2015 international accord that curbs Tehran's nuclear weapons development. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized what he says are disastrous flaws in the agreement and has threatened to pull out of it. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.